But this is Maggie Broden. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call in number, 800-313-9443, is the number. Joe in Pennsylvania, you still there with me?
Yeah, the final thing I was going to say, I don't know if you've had Jerry Kirk on your show yet.
Yeah, actually, I have.
Oh, okay. And, you know, I have to look more into his, you know, the things he talks about. And I believe that in addition to educating people, we need to, one by one, start extricating ourselves from the system.
Well, you know, I have a friend of mine who's here with me locally, because I'm in Pennsylvania as well, Joe. William Taylor Ryle is on the show with me weekly. Usually he's on Fridays, but it all depends on how I'm scheduling guests. He's actually going to be on with me tomorrow, but he is a constitutional scholar. He has been studying it in the foundational documents for the last 21 years. That's actually all he does. So he is worth listening to, and if you're interested in checking out the podcasts of the shows that I've had him on, it might be illuminating to you, Joe, because he is a wealth of information. He truly is. So,
well, that's good. I think I might have heard him once or twice on your show.
Okay.
But, you know, I think it's a combination of education and extrication.
Yeah, there you go, right?
Extricate ourselves from the system and educate other people to do likewise. And, of course, they're not going to, you know, the thing is that, I would say, go gently into that night. They're going to fight it. But the more people we have educated, when they finally do start to fight, I think they're going to find that they're outnumbered. If not outnumbered, that there's a strong enough minority to come against them, that they're going to have some serious problems. So let's keep giving them headaches and keeping them awake at night. And I believe that in the end we will win.
Well, I agree with you there, Joe. I truly do. And I really think there are more of us than there are of them already. The key for us is we've got to educate more people as to exactly what the real deal is that's happening here in this country and what the cause of it is. And until we do that, until we let people know that these gangster banksters have created this mess, they're not going to know. They're going to be flailing around in the dark. So we need to turn the light on them.
And as somebody once wrote in a book, don't vote. It only encourages the bastards.
Yeah, there you go. Where are you in Pennsylvania, Joe?
The Philadelphia area.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling, Joe. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Paul in New Jersey. How are you, Paul?
Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Paul.
Concerning the former caller, what was her name? Renee. Well, anyway, in one sense, she was right. The Republicans, if they did stick to party purity, particularly Ron Paul and the libertarian approach, it ultimately is social Darwinism. You know, well, there would be no food stamps under Ron Paul. And the libertarian ideological purists, there would be no Social Security. There would be no Medicaid or Medicare. And by the way, I agree with all of that. I think when the government acts as the father in the broken households, it makes the value of a father meaningless. And that's why so many children are born out of wedlock these days, is because... the government's the father.
Well, yeah, government's daddy.
And likewise, if people think, oh, they're going to get retirement when they're older from the government, then why do they need to save? You see, so everything the government does just enables other social pathologies, and it basically takes away the economic necessity for the family itself. You know, the family is not just a social unit. Primarily, it's an economic unit, where people pool their resources together and everybody looks out for each other, you know, based on genetics, which is actually a very good method of redistributing wealth, is when a father or mother does it inside their own household. Renee, I think, is misguided. She actually believes in the nanny state because she has...
Hang on, Paul. Hang on. I want to keep you on the hold. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. In 3 minutes, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rudd, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number. And I am talking with Paul in New Jersey. So Paul, you want to, I believe you're still on with me, want to finish making your point? If you would, please go ahead.
Yeah, 2 points. I just believe that there's no reason to continue with this social safety net. And having a social safety net just has created even worse pathologies in our society than having no social safety net. I think people would put their nose to the grindstone at their jobs and thinking about saving their money and being more Calvinist in their own approach to, and work ethic, if they didn't have a social safety net. That's part of the problem in the country, and the problem of 50 million recipients of food stamps. My other point, though, before I let other callers get on, is I just wanted to say that the influx, the massive influx of immigrants has clearly exacerbated the jobless market. And clearly, if we ever needed a moratorium on immigration, it's now. You know, the many of the poor that are in the United States, we basically imported and allowed in from Mexico.
I would agree with you, but I like to refer to them as illegal aliens because they are alien in this nation, and they broke the law. They didn't follow the law. In my mind, Paul, the word immigration denotes that you follow. Immigrant denotes to me that you followed the rules to get into this nation. But if you look at the larger picture here, all of these different programs that have been put into place and allowing our borders to be wide open, not enforcing our immigration laws is all part of this larger agenda to collapse the system, to institute this crap called social justice, which, of course, is injustice as far as I'm concerned. But that's why that's the case. You know, I was involved in the fight against illegal immigration before I got involved fighting against UN Agenda 21, and they've been hustling people over the numbers of illegal aliens in this country for years, and they've been trying to tell people for the last, I don't know, let's go say 8 years at least, that there's 12 million people who are here in this country illegally. And I would say, based upon the number of hospitals that have gone bankrupt, the cost to social service programs, welfare, food stamps, home energy assistance program, women, infants, and children, Medicaid, the cost to school districts for English as a second language courses, and hiring teachers who speak Spanish so that they can communicate with the kids instead of having them learn the dominant language of this nation, which is English. I bet you there's more like 30 to 40 million illegal aliens in this country. And you're right. They do take jobs that American citizens would be willing to do, but one of the hustles that they have used to make people think, oh, Americans won't do those jobs, is absolutely a lie. Because no matter what sector illegal aliens are employed in, the majority of people doing those jobs currently are legal residents or citizens of this nation. So that's a big hustle as well, Paul. I agree with you.
Yeah, Maggie, I agree with you, and I want to apologize for misusing the English language there. I should say criminal trespassers.
Okay, well, you can say that.
All right, and I just want to acknowledge that is the big problem. We stopped
yes, it is.
Immigration into this country would make a lot more jobs for the unemployed, the people who were on the food stamp and are almost wards of the state. You know, and so I agree with you.
Paul, did you see that article not too long ago? I don't know where you are in New Jersey, and I can't remember the area where it was, but there was an article that I saw in the Philadelphia Inquirer, also was on the Internet. I believe it was on the net about a bunch of homeless people who are actually living in the woods in someplace. It might be in one of the wooded areas in North Jersey. There's about 50 or 60 people who have put tents up in it and are living there. Now, I'll tell you, I am sure that if those people had a job offer, they're homeless, they're not, obviously they're not collecting welfare, I wouldn't imagine they wouldn't be living in a tent. I guess they'd probably be trying to find some Section 8 housing domicile for themselves. How about all those people? Just to name 50 or 60 of the tons of people who could use those jobs that people who are not in this country legally are currently in.
I agree with you. I think people who could survive a winter in New Jersey could easily keep a job.
Yeah, I would say so, huh?
Yeah.
I would say so. It's a real travesty of what's happening in this nation.
All right, Maggie. Very good. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Let's go to Mark in Texas. Hi, Mark. How are you? Hello, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark. Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing swell, Maggie. Well, I think everybody reading Renee indirectly, like I said, I can't speak for the lady, but here's the deal. She was beyond what we're talking about. She was trying to address the transitional period that's going to arise once we try to reestablish the government here. She's just trying to put people's worries to the point that they understand that, yeah, it's going to be hard, but you're not going to be all out there by yourself during the transitional period. I've heard her before. She understands completely what's wrong. She understands all this. But she's beyond the conversation now. Got it?
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, that's all I got. And, you know, she's on to it. You know, the problem is going to arise. It's inevitable. I think to address it now might be pertinent. Thanks, Max.
To address continuing all the social services
programs that we have.
Okay.
The transitional period that's going to take place.
Okay.
You set up a new money system. What are you going to do, Maggie? How long is it going to take? You tell me. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not an expert at that, but where's the money going to come from for all these social service programs for this transitional period of time?
Maggie, you're falling into the right conservative neocon.
No, I'm not. I'm asking you a
completely
question. Where does the money come from, Mark? Where does the money come from? Answer that question. Where does the money come from?
Where does it come from now? We won't have to pay interest on it.
It's all monopoly money. So where is it going
to
come from?
Interest. We won't have to pay interest on it. It will be backed.
Okay.
But it's not going to be a utopia forever. You guys are trying to paint her as some crazy liberal. You're getting into the same mindset that we keep falling in.
I don't think anybody's trying to paint her as crazy anything. I don't think I
said liberal. See, there you go. That's automatically crazy. I got it. And it probably could be.
No, I don't think that. I never said that liberals are automatically crazy, Mark. You're not. Okay. You're putting words in my mouth here.
Maybe if we should address the transitional phase that we're going to have to go through to get to this government utopia that we all want.
I don't think there'll ever be a utopia, Mark.
Where the government is out of our business, it will be a utopia. Thank you, Meg.
All right, Mark. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Deborah in Illinois. Deborah, are you still on the line?
Well, Maggie.
Hi.
I agree. I was listening to Mark, and he's absolutely right. The problem is the feds. The feds have raped our country. They've raped hardworking people. They have raped us to a point where we can't even function. And so they turn to hate. Focus on the Mexicans because they're taking the jobs. That's not hate.
That is identifying a problem. To say that people who identify problems are haters is all crap.
It's
not hate. I don't hate Mexicans. I believe in the rule of law. That's what I believe in. That's not hate.
Where's the rule of law for them? How come it's okay for them to rape people's pension when they work their whole life?
Nobody's saying it is okay. Nobody on my show, I'm not saying it's okay for them to be raping anybody.
But the point
I'm all for the rule of law.
The real problem, the feds. The feds. It's been since 1913, and it's escalated to now. So many people have died trying to warn us. Lincoln, Kennedy, my God. I mean, we need to focus on who the problem really is. And until the feds are brought under control, everyone is a target. Everyone.
So how do you propose we do that? How do you propose we do that, Deb?
Got the answer. Right now in New York City, there is an occupation on Wall Street. And it's ninth day. It's a media blackout. Support them. Support them. I watched a video of a police chief, I guess, who sprayed these girls. They isolated them.
I saw it.
I emailed the police commissioner asking if somebody were to do this to me or you, it would be an assault. But if the police do it, it's okay. How is that all right? So if people call with outrage, these ladies were going according to their constitutional right to take to the streets, to express their anger, their discontent with these Federal Reservists and these banker elites, you know, drinking champagne at the top of their penthouse, and the peasants on the street. Now we're the peasants, and we are the majority. And if we as a majority pull together and focus on the real problem are the feds. Once we get rid of them, the nation, just as Iceland, will come back. Period.
How do you propose we get rid of them?
Start with the streets. Isn't that how they start? And then the tar and feather, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
For tar and feather?
Once we all get together and focus, and tar and feather, so they stand out in the streets. I could go. I live by Dubuque. You should see the bankers' cars in the lot. They're all brand new, and they all have the plate. I mean, they put it in your face. Now we start confronting these people, making them afraid of us. That's how it should be. They should be afraid of us, not us afraid of them. If we turn it on them within the rule of law, but nevertheless, we can do it, and we should do it.
Hang on, Deb. We've got to go to break. We'll be right back, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away.
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Buddy, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I want to say hello to everybody who's listening, everybody in Texas, those on KHFX 1140 AM, our latest station that we have picked up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And if you'd like to see our webpage, our Facebook page, Republic Broadcasting Network, we're on Facebook. Our website, republicbroadcasting.org. If you want to advertise your business or service, here's the number for the office, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. You want to use a little snail mail? You like that whole snail mail stuff? 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664 is the address for those of you who are so inclined. And the call-in number again, 800-313-9443. And I am not sure if Deb's still on the line with me. Are you still on the line, Deb?
Yes.
Okay, so go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and it's my point, is that people are on the streets right now, day nine. I have a friend who lives in Manhattan. I called her. She called me yesterday. Have you seen the protest? What protest? She has no idea. It's a media blackout, and she lives right there in New York. So, you know, it's up to us to spread this, because people are there right now trying to get the attention of us, the people who want our nation back, want our government back, want our rule of law back. I mean, you've got these elites eating $350 burgers while, you know, we're complaining about people that are on food stamps while these people are eating like kings.
Well, we complain. Actually, everybody complains about everything on this show, Deb. We don't isolate it to people who might be gaming the system. I talk about the Fed and those crooks on a regular basis on this show. In fact, if you listen to my show on Sunday, which I'm on a different network on Sundays, I was talking about the protesters in New York City because I saw that. I saw the young girls being, they put pepper spray in their faces. I saw that.
Yeah, and it was horrible because they did nothing.
Well, they were all they were doing was exercising their First Amendment rights to free speech and to petition the government and
assembly.
Yeah, exactly. Assembly. We have an out of control. We're in a police state.
Exactly, and that's up to us once again to be outraged at the feds because the failed condition our country is in is all by design.
And it's I agree.
100 years. It's almost 100 years later. And they have us on our knees if we allow it.
Well, and you know, here's the problem, Deb. It's very difficult to get people to do anything. I belong to different groups, and there's like 5 people out of 100 who actually do anything. The other 95 bitch and moan and they complain, but they do absolutely nothing. The problem is to get people to do something. Most people won't do anything.
It's always been the third. The third of the nation. It's all you need. It's all you need. And the right groups. And we know who the right groups are. NRA to start with. Farmers.
Well, you know, I had Stuart Rhodes on my show, I don't know, last week, the week before, something like that, and he founded Oath Keepers. Are you familiar with them?
Absolutely. I used to work for Air America Radio, so I was a sales rep, so I met everyone virtually.
Okay. Well, was Stuart Rhodes, did they bring him on Air America? I don't know if he'd be a candidate for Air America's programming.
Not anymore. They've changed so much, and it's sad, but that's why I listen to you guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that he suggests as something people could do is he has all of the artwork and everything for billboards. If people were to find billboards in their area and pay for the billboard space, they could put Oath Keepers information up on the billboard to get that information out all across the country because most people don't have any idea what the Oath Keepers is all about. And the Oath Keepers, of course, is to try to stop this police state.
Yes, they are. And bless their hearts for that. I absolutely support them. And I just think it's up to us, the third, who listen to your program and programs like yours, that understand. But the whole point is to remain focused. They will throw out everything in front of us to try to hook us into distraction. We have to laser beam. Do not allow them to take over your brain. That's all we have left is our brain, our conscious brain. And as long as we laser beam into who the real problem is, then we can change our whole world. And that's what our goal should be.
Well, I think I understand what you're saying, Deb, but I think that we can talk about a lot of different things and focus on a lot of different problems. Those problems originate with these gangsters who are behind the formation of the Federal Reserve Bank, those pricks that have been in control for 100 years or better. But we can also talk about the other issues that are out there as well, and I don't think that is not being focused. I don't know how long people would want to listen to a show where all we did was talk about the Federal Reserve Bank every day. I wouldn't want to listen to it every day.
Yeah, but you know what? There's so many problems, but they all come back.
And every problem we discuss, we all bring it back to the same point in time. But that doesn't mean, just like in this language police, that doesn't mean that we stop talking about different things. We can talk about different facets of everything. I talk about UN Agenda 21. It encompasses illegal immigration. That's all part of it.
As long as we bring it back to, and the real problem is them, Federal Reserve, because they want us distracted. They throw out all these things that make you emotional, and then they distract you.
I agree. Thanks for calling, Deb. I appreciate it. Listen, we're going to break, everybody. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rod.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. And somebody sent me an email while we've been on the air here and giving us the definition for a free-for-all and a disorderly fight, argument, or competition in which everyone present participates. So, and they say a synonym for it is a brawl. Well, I don't think we've got a brawl going on the air today here, but it's a lively discussion. And, hey, I think that's a good thing. I think getting people to give their diverse opinions is what makes the world go round, isn't it? So anyway, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that, 800-313-9443. If you would like to join the brawl, the free-for-all, then please do so. You are welcome to do so. So now, most of you who listen to my show on a regular basis know I'm usually going on and on and on about UN Agenda 21 stuff. And I was reading the USA Today, and this is actually, I don't know what paper is this. This is Friday's paper from the 23rd. And they were talking about this students going for the green in a challenge to build stylish, efficient houses. Now, one of the things that in one of these houses, they give them all each $100,000. And then they build their house not just within the confines of having 100 grand, but that's like seed money for them to come up with these ideas to build these wonderful green houses, right? So now the one guy from New Zealand, he used a little wool. He stuffed the walls with wool for insulation. And I'm thinking, well, you know, when we really have this entire agenda enacted, I don't know how many sheep are going to be around to be able to use their wool to stuff the walls or for clothing because, you know, just like the cows, you know, they're going to just be breathing out a little bit too much. So I don't know if he's going to have access to wool when all is said and done. And the houses have smart meters in them, which is just going to be so wonderful. And those of you who are listening, I know you know all about smart meters. Those will be good, too, because then they'll be able to shut off your electricity that you're using in these wonderful little greenhouses these damn fools are creating or building. And then here was another point that each house cost, they're emphasizing affordability and they'll subtract points in this contest. You know, this is a contest going on for each house that costs more than $250,000. Now, you know, there's a lot of houses in this nation that don't cost $250,000. And I don't know how many people could afford a house that cost $250,000, to be honest with you. But anyway, let's see. What else did they say? That the team from Germany that won this contest in 2009, their house cost $800,000. Now, isn't that? Now, that's a real affordable house, isn't it? All this green crap. And let's see. It said most entries this year cost between $250,000 and $300,000. Which might seem a little pricey because I'll have 1,000 square feet or less and 2 bedrooms at most. Oh, that's going to be good, isn't it? Don't you want to pay $300,000 for a house less than 1,000 square foot? And maybe, wow, that big number of 2 bedrooms at most, yeah, that'll be real good. Of course, they're calling these houses the Empower houses. We're empowering people with these houses. Aren't they wonderful? Let's see, what else is good here? Oh, here's something. This was a good feature of the house, and I thought this would get people a lot of bang for their buck, that they had a greenhouse wall for growing herbs and vegetables. You'd be able to grow right in the wall of your house. That I think, is a real novel idea, don't you? Yeah, I think that'll work out real well. I bet you that you'll get a big harvest out of growing the vegetables and herbs out of your wall. Yeah, I can picture that now, can't you? Jesus, people, they're delusional, aren't they? It's amazing to me. I'm telling you, and I've mentioned this before, my little tomato garden, using these organic practices that I used, which was, of course, spray nothing, put nothing on it other than composted vegetables and stuff that we threw in the dirt before we planted the plants. Well, I don't know, about 80% of them, I guess I'm going to say, maybe even more, really, all were eaten by bugs. So I wonder how prolific a garden one would have using a greenhouse wall. And if it's a 1,000-square-foot house, less than 1,000-square-foot, I don't know how much space the walls would take up. But, you know, I don't... not going to be too big. You're not going to have a very big garden wall, and I bet you the outcome isn't going to be too good. You're going to be kind of thin. I think you're going to be missing a few nutrients in this green heaven they're creating, this wonderful green planet we're going to be all assembled on, living on. Let's see, what else? Team China had created a Y-shaped house composed of 6 recycled shipping containers. Now, that's the house I want to live in. I want to live in a shipping container. In fact, I bet you, you know, like those old refrigerator boxes and that stuff, or old washer box that you'd see some poor homeless person trying to live in under a bridge in Philly. Yeah, I think a shipping container, I think that'd make a hell of a good house myself. Now, you know, I think maybe I should just get rid of my house and see about living in a shipping container. I think I'm missing something here. What else? Team New Jersey used precast concrete insulated panels. Now, that'll make a nice wall. I want a concrete wall. I could live in my basement if I wanted concrete walls, right? I think you already have that, don't you, with your basement? Maybe we should just all live in our basements. Let's see. What else? What else here? What else is exciting? It's amazing, isn't it? This is absolutely amazing that this is the kind of crap that these people spend their time thinking about. And it'll be a wonderful house, too, because it'll be self-reliant. It, you know, it'll have all these little gadgets and stuff to 3D cameras to adjust the lighting based on movement and size. So if you want to leave a light on, say, you know, you might like to leave a little nightlight on in, I don't know, the bathroom or something. Well, you won't have that because we can't waste that valuable electricity. You know? So if you want to just be able to walk through a room into the next room and have a light on, maybe you like to leave a light above the kitchen sink going, I don't know, you know, whatever trips your trigger. I mean, we are supposed to be free people, right? Well, you won't be able to do that because you'll have this little iPad application to control window shades and 3D cameras to adjust lighting based on movement. So maybe we'll just have like targeted lighting so that maybe above your head there'll be a light that lights up like 2 feet ahead of you as you're walking along because, you know, we don't want too much power to be used in these green houses that they're creating for us. I think it's going to be wonderful. Can't you just picture the future now? It will be an absolutely wonderful experience, I can tell. Listen, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. 800-313-9443. If you would like to call in and give me your solicited opinion on any topic you would like to talk about today, you are certainly more than welcome to do that. So 800-313 is the number. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. So listen, now when I started the show this morning, I was talking about the book called The Language Police. And so I'm going to give you some examples of the types of things that they have deemed are inappropriate to be discussed on tests because, what they have is a bias and sensitivity review panel that reviews all of the tests and the textbooks and anything that hits inside these so-called institutions of learning that we call our schools. And so they want to make sure that no one is at a disadvantage when they take these tests because, you know, it just would be unfair. It would be unfair and it would be unjust. So let me find some of the good ones. Let's see. Now, here are examples of little paragraphs they were using, you know, for kids to, you know, read the paragraph and then answer questions based upon what they read. And these are some of the things that they would not include in the test because, people might be offended by it. Now, one of them was a true story about a young blind man who hiked to the top of Mount McKinley. And the story described the dangers of hiking up an icy mountain trail, especially for a blind person. But they voted to eliminate that story because, first, they maintained that the story contained regional bias. Now, regional bias means that for a kid who lives, say, in, a city, well, they couldn't understand what a mountain was like because they didn't live near a mountain. They were living in a city. Therefore, it was regional bias. And they said that this story favored students who lived in regions where those activities were common. So, therefore, they had to delete that story from being included in this test, and that they rejected it also because it suggested that people who are blind are somehow at a disadvantage compared to people who have normal sight, that they are worse off and have a more difficult time facing dangers than those who are not blind. Well, you know, I think it's a little bit harder to climb a mountain if you're blind than if you have sight, I would say. In fact, I would imagine it's probably a lot harder to do a lot of things when you don't have sight. Just stands to reason, don't you think? So I don't think that because you're telling somebody is blind and they accomplish a feat that most human beings, sighted or not, would not be able to climb to the top of a mountain. I know I certainly couldn't, so I would admire anybody who does, whether they have sight or they don't, but picking out the unique characteristics of this individual who was able to climb to the top of Mount McKinley. Well, we can't have that because it's just, you know, these sensitivity and bias reviewers. Bias and sensitivity review panel said that's a no-no. And then how about, here's another one here. Now, this one is a, here's a story about, okay, we had to delete Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore can't be in these stories either that kids are supposed to read because it's offensive to Native Americans. That that monument is an abomination to the Black Hills because many Lakota people consider the Black Hills to be a sacred place to pray. Therefore, they can't have a story about Mount Rushmore because that would be offensive. So the children should not be allowed to read about it or its sculptor on a test because this might offend Lakota Indians who wish that the sculpture were not there. And, of course, the desire to rewrite history, well, you know, that's one that continually goes on, doesn't it? In fact, what is it Orwell said in 1984? Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the future controls the past. Yeah, I guess that is pretty apropos here, don't you think? Now, here's another article. This is a good one. This is about class distinctions in the ancient world. The bias panel did not like a story about growing up in ancient Egypt. The story contrasted how people's ways of living varied in accordance with their wealth and status. Some lived in palaces, others were noblemen, others were farmers or city workers. The size and grandeur of one's house, said the story, depended on family wealth. To the naked eye, the story was descriptive, not judgmental, but the bias and sensitivity reviewers preferred to eliminate it, claiming that references to wealth and class distinctions had an elitist tone. The fact that these class distinctions were historically accurate was irrelevant to the reviewers. In the world that they wanted the children to read about, class distinctions did not exist, not now and not in the past either. I'm telling you, it's just amazing what is going on all around us. Anyway, I've got a couple of callers. We'll see what they want to join this free-for-all today. John in Little Rock, how are you?
Good, how you doing? I came in kind of late when I heard talk about this lady. What's she talking about, cutting social service? I mean, y'all talking about cutting under Ron, if Ron Paul become president?
I'm not. One of the callers had commented on something to that effect.
Yeah, I had just turned on you know, my computer and heard y'all RVN because we live in a one talk show station town, and all he do is talk about Rush. I'm sick of hearing about Rush Limbaugh. No, I ain't calling his name out just as a mission.
He makes a lot of money talking.
Well, this station is pro-Republican, just pro-Republican, you know, and I'm sick of it. That's right. Yeah. I live in Little Rock, Arkansas, the home of Bill. Drop your pants, darling.
The home of Bill. The home of Bill and Hillary, huh?
Yeah, Bill, drop your pants, Clinton. You know, I live in a low income apartment here, and I gotta tell you, without this government program, because I was on the street for many years until a friend of mine told me they're taking vacancies, and that was 3 years ago. I was digging in the trash can one night, and I told him, long story short, I said, I really don't want to, but I got to thinking about it. And I put in an application, and 8 months later, I moved into public housing. I've been off the street since 08.
Now, let me ask you a question, John. Why were you living on the streets?
Well, because I lost my job and back in 2001, and I just drifted, just lost focus, didn't try to get myself back together. And some of the same people that I used to hang around with when I was home at the soup kitchen are still out there on the streets, hanging around, doing drugs. They ain't trying to do nothing for themselves and whine about how come they can't get no work. Yet, at the same time, I go out in the parking lot, oh, it's still about Mexicans, you know?
Yeah, I do.
And the same people that are whining about they can't get no work, man, they sure work hard. Yeah, they also, and I'd be arguing with them about they taking jobs from American citizens.
Well, you know what? And I don't know, John, how often you've listened to my show, but this whole reason why we have broken borders as we do is part of this larger agenda. But unfortunately, between now and the point in time where we correct these problems going on and take out this Federal Reserve Bank and eliminate it, a lot of people such as yourself and many other people are going to be SOL because people who should not be in this country are in jobs that they need. So I want to thank you for calling, John. Call in again.
Wait, hold on. Okay, go ahead. When the Pope become president, what is he going to do about all these illegals here?
I don't know. That's a good question. I would like to see the rule of law upheld in this country, and that's not what's happening. Thanks for calling, John. We got to go to break. We'll be right back. We'll take Justin in Texas when we come back for the final segment of the show. Don't go away, everybody. Be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. If you'd like to get in contact with me, shoot me an email. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Let's go to Justin in San Marcos, Texas. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, Maggie, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am surviving reality. So what's cooking?
What's cooking? A lot of things. A lot of things can be cooked up in Texas right now. It's still hot.
I know. What if you had like 90 days of over 100 degree temperatures?
It's been ridiculous.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. So what's on your mind?
Well, you know, you were talking about those greenhouses, and, you know, my friends and I have been fighting Agenda 21 down here, and I've been to sell houses, and it's just funny because we always joke the friends that are selling their houses and their property that are outside of what we think will be the urban growth boundary just to try to cash in on as much as they can
yeah.
for their property. We joke about getting buying a Winnebago so you can be a moving target.
Yeah, there you go.
but yesterday I was watching the news and discovered that OnStar is even tracking you after you don't have the service. So I don't even know if you're safe being a moving target in a Winnebago.
No, you're not. Well, look at the cell phones. I mean, most of those cell phones that have the little GPS device in them, they can track you everywhere. Listen, these pricks know exactly where we are at all times. They really do. People they want to focus on, they know where they are.
Oh, yeah.
That's why oftentimes I feel compelled. It's like the devil makes me do it. I like to say things when I'm on the phone just to piss them off. You know what I mean? Because it feels good. So if it feels good, you got to do it, right?
Yes, you do.
Yes, I know. So you guys are going to be moving targets down there in San Marcos, huh?
We're going to be moving targets, but on a serious note, when you have that guy that talks about the Constitution on your show next time.
He's on tomorrow, William Taylor Ryle. Yep.
He's on tomorrow. Okay, I thought he was coming up. I thought he was coming up, but I want to have a question asked, and it's something that I had posed to you. It was about does our Constitution apply to a boundary or to a body of people? And I found some information on the Internet. It was really kind of interesting where certain states do not have their state boundaries defined within their individual constitutions, their state constitutions, and how it's imperative that each state has their state defined geographically within their constitution. Indiana is one such state, and I just would love to pose that question to that gentleman tomorrow.
Okay, well, are you going to call back tomorrow to do that, or you want me to remember the question?
I'll try to call back.
Okay, well, I'll try to remember. I wrote it down. I'll listen to the end of the show today, so I have it verbatim. But I will definitely ask him what his opinion is on that, and maybe he'll be able to answer that because it's an interesting question.
Well, we just love your show, and we thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. I appreciate you listening, Justin. So, listen, I am going to say goodbye. Listen, everybody, you know I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. And maybe Justin and his buddies, as they're going down the trail in their RVs, will see a rainbow at the end. I don't know. Maybe they'll see Oz. But anyway, I will be back tomorrow. Chin up, everybody. Better days are coming, so don't lose heart. There's another great show that follows mine, so listen in. And you know the sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. So, hey, chin up, everybody.
Far, far away, behind the moon, beyond the rain,
somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby.
The next round of the worst financial crisis